On September 30, a furious President Rodrigo Duterte ordered cabinet members and executive branch officials to stop attending the Senate hearings about the government's pandemic contracts. These hearings are being conducted by the Senate Blue Ribbon Committee. Numbering 11 so far, they've captured headlines for weeks on end because of the staggering sums of taxpayers' money involved. The accusations are serious. Tampering of face shields, overpricing, preferential treatment for a small company financed by Duterte's own ex-advisor Michael Yang. A few days later, Malacañang follows through with a written memo formalizing Duterte's verbal order. The document, signed by Executive Secretary Salvador Medialdea on October 4, directs all officials and employees of the executive department to, quote, no longer appear before or attend the above-mentioned Senate Blue Ribbon Committee hearings, effective immediately. It adds that the officials, quote, shall focus all their time and effort on the implementation of measures to address the current state of calamity on account of COVID-19 and in carrying out their other functions, unquote. A day later, on October 5, Duterte government officials heed their boss's instructions, much to senators' outrage. Lawyers, civil society groups, and the academe are calling Duterte's memo unconstitutional, the harbinger of a constitutional crisis. Why? Because the memo hampers the Senate investigation and ultimately blunts its power to act as a check on the awesome capabilities of the president and executive branch. This power play is happening just as election fever is heating up, when cracks in Duterte's alliances are beginning to show and the pandemic is proving to be the platform used by many politicians to dent Duterte's popularity. Welcome to Seat of Power. I'm Pia Renada, your host. In this episode, we speak to Senate Minority Leader Franklin Drilon. He's been a regular at the Senate hearings Duterte is so angry about. In fact, the president recently ranted about Drilon in one of his late-night speeches. Senator Drilon is a veteran legislator, having served as senator for 23 years. He can speak about the chamber's Blue Ribbon Committee, having headed it himself from 1995 to 1998.
This memorandum order dated October 4 is patently unconstitutional as it directed all officials no longer to appear in the Senate. This is as early as 1950 in the case of Arnold versus Nazareno, 1950 Pia, over 70 years ago. The Supreme Court already ruled that the Congress has the power to subpoena and compel the giving of the testimony in the legislature. And in 2006, as Senate President, I brought EO 464, the issued by President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, and questioned it before the Supreme Court. In the decision, which is entitled Senate versus Ermita, the Supreme Court ruled that the executive cannot prevent the appearance of executive officials before the inquiry in the Senate, except what it involves national security, what it involves diplomatic secrets and military secrets, or conversations with the president. I don't think any of this is present in these proceedings, and that is why the issuance of that executive order is patently unconstitutional.
It's important to note that this isn't the first time Duterte has sought to weaken the Senate. Remember last year when his security detail were found to have brought in Sinopharm vaccines outside of the regulatory process? Duterte had also ordered his security team to skip Senate hearings about the controversy. In 2020, some senators also said it was wrong for Duterte to scrap the visiting forces agreement with the United States without the Senate's concurrence. The same issue was raised when Duterte unilaterally withdrew the Philippines from the International Criminal Court in 2019. Tensions between the president and the Senate is expected, even a good thing. But under Duterte, the tussles were distinguished by a lot of name-calling, ad hominem attacks, and evasiveness from the president himself. Over your two decades in the Senate, you've been working with different presidents. How would you describe the working relationship between Duterte in particular and the Senate?
Well, the current administration is a challenge to the Senate because the Senate, by history, has always been independent and asserted its independence vis-a-vis the executive branch. More than the House of Representatives, the Senate has always been in the forefront of maintaining the check and balance set up in our system of government, and therefore maintain its independence. The Senate, just focusing on this term of President Duterte, has been challenging. To start with, a colleague of ours, Senator Laila de Lima, was imprisoned at the start of her term. Senator Trillanes, the rebellion charges against him were revived. So these are challenges to the independence of the Senate.
Will the Senate withstand such pressure? We'll have to see. I'm Pierre Nada. Thanks for listening to Seat of Power.
If you enjoyed this podcast, help us continue to do what we do by contributing to Rappler. You can support us by making a donation of any amount through rplr.co/supportrappler. That's rplr.co/supportrappler. Or click on the link in the description. Your donation directly supports fearless, independent journalism in the Philippines.